This is the SML Podcast.
Say it again, Pappy. Quick.
No, don't.
Say it.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Welcome to the Cleveland Show and Podcast.
All you have to do is say that you're the first three seasons of Family Guy.
Really poorly drawn.
And we had a different co-host in the first seven episodes.
Oh my God, you're right. Mm-hmm.
Bogue is the Lacey Charbet of the SML Podcast.
There you go.
Maybe on that someday note, we can be the Bob's Burgers.
Shut up, Happy. On that note, what's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris.
This is the SML Podcast, episode 99. This is our final double-digit episode.
That's fucked up.
Can you believe we've been doing this shit for almost 2 years?
No.
What is our problem?
A lot.
I know what our biggest problem is. Pappy's on the show again.
Hi. I'm pretty much like a special guest now.
I think we could pretty much just consider Pappy the third member.
Yeah, but I'm still going to throw to him just because we had him try to do the intro the 1 week and the whole Skype lag.
Well, actually, I think I got it. Pappy, this is going to be your last official episode as just being a guest. Once we hit 100, I think you should be official.
Sweet.
It'll be the new year. Because technically, as we record this right now, it's not the new year.
Yeah.
So it'll be the new year. It'll be triple digits. I vote that you get an official membership.
Should we let him practice the intro now?
I still never get to do the intro, so fuck that. You get nothing.
Well,
I'm cool with that.
Well, it started with Tim starting it, and we would go around. And then when Tim left, I just kind of started doing it. And now with Pappy here, it might be best for him to lead off because of the whole Skype delay.
It's smart. It's a smart decision.
So should we give it a dry run?
No, because he's not officially a member until the next episode.
Aw. Aw.
Stop it. In addition to that, we have a special guest.
Like an actual guest this time.
Yeah.
Not like we don't have actual guests every other week, but we just mean someone in addition to Pappy who's special, but he's not special.
Like
there's quote marks around the first one.
It's italicized.
Hey, I got to take my helmet off to record this.
No, you put it back on.
Oh.
You're going to hurt yourself.
Oh, God.
So actual guest this week is a long-running MagFest attendee. He's been at the MagFests, my old FagFest parties. No offense, that's just what we named it way back then when you could actually say that word and not be persecuted.
It was a party about cigarettes. It's fine.
Bundles of sticks. StickFest. Eric Ruth is here.
Hello, gentlemen.
So, tell us who you are, what you do, why people know you, stuff like that.
Well, I am a 33-year-old independent video game developer on the East Coast of the United States. You are correct. I've been going to MagFest since MagFest 2. So, what's this
year?
Nearly
year's? A lumberjack. Nearly a lumberjack.
Missed what is it by this one. Year's?
Can
this
he
is
be a lumber lad?
If this is 13, then I've been here for 11 years, going to MagFest for 11 years. I have been indie developing for many years at this point, but I've gotten large enough now that I get to do contracts with bigger companies. So I'm actually right now doing a contract for a very, very sizable game company, my second contract with them, which I will be finishing up this month, which is cool. But my schedule is always busy working multiple projects and working with a small team on some new stuff. I'm famous for my Eric Ruth Games work, which is a series of fan games that were created and get distributed for free, just, you know, so the community could enjoy them. And these include stuff like Pixel Force Halo, Team Fortress Arcade, Pixel Force Left 4 Dead, Mega Man Rocks, a whole bunch of other stuff. And so while those games were, you know, a ton of fun and you know, I enjoyed making them and a lot of people enjoyed playing them, I'm sort of moving on from that phase of my career into something a little more professional. So that is the stuff that is coming up around the bend.
Nice. So you mentioned that this is your second contract with a big company. What was your first?
Well, no. This is my second contract with this company. I've had contracts with other companies too.
Well, then, what was the first sizable one that you are extremely proud of?
Well, that's a trick question, because the first sizable one I got is something I'm not very proud of.
Well, then, what's that one?
Let's take it in two parts, then. What was the first sizable one, and then what was the first one that you were really happy with?
All right, so the first one that I ever did was for Devolver Digital, which worked with Crow Team. So I got a contract several years ago to make a Serious Sam fan game as their promotion, because what they're doing is they were getting ready to release Serious Sam 3 at the time. Nice. And I was buddies with the guy who works basically like publishing and a bunch of other stuff for Crow Team. And he was like, hey, we're having a bunch of indie developers basically create these different types of fan games for Serious Sam. We like your work. We'd like you to be a part of it. We'll even give you those money as you hear about on the internet. So that was a neat opportunity. So basically what I did was I compiled a bunch of ideas of games I would have liked to have done. Like, what could I do with Serious Sam to make that fun? So I basically rattled off this list of games to him. I was like, let me do a 2D side scroller, like a Mega Man style. And he's like, no, that's we already have somebody doing something like that. I was like, okay, well, how about if I do something like an RPG but sort of action based? And he's like, no, we got someone doing that too. All right, well, what if we do? And so basically, we went down this list of these ideas, and they were all already spoken for. Okay. So,
what do you want from me?
Yeah, basically, they wanted me to do it, and they were willing to pay. But I was like, so what do you want me to do then? He's like, I don't know, think of something. I'm like, I just thought of like 10 things. My game was one of. I'm sorry.
So you made like a Serious Sam Taiko Drum Master.
Garden Sim.
I should have.
Oh, okay.
Like a speed dating game.
So it's a speed dating garden Taiko Drum Master Sim.
That's pretty much all that was left.
Yes.
Yeah.
The new theme song being done in a electro trance new age black death rumba.
That needs to happen like right now.
It does. Like, if you don't make a song like that now, I'm going to be incredibly disappointed.
I don't know how you would, but it needs to happen.
Most of the women in my life, you're just gonna have to be disappointed, I'm afraid.
Oh wait, I know that feeling.
Oh, what the fuck?
But anyway, so the game I wound up making wasn't a particularly interesting project. It was basically just, well, what can I do that hasn't been done yet? So that project, to answer what you had asked right from the get-go, is a project that I'm not particularly proud of, through no fault of Devolver or Crow Team or any of those cool people I worked with, because they were all very cool, but it was just like, when you have a bunch of ideas and you just get whittled down, it was just like the leftover. It was like, make the best game you can. Also, I came in really late on the project too. So all the other games were pretty much done. And I had, I want to say like 5 weeks or something to make a game based on a last ditch effort idea to get ready in time for Serious Sam 3 to be released. So I was racing the clock as well as trying to do something that I wasn't even sure was going to work. So it did function. It's just not a very good game. And I'm a little bit sad that was my first, professional project.
What was the final result anyway?
So the final result was a top-down pixel art top-down shooter where the mouse controlled. You move the character with WASD. And depending on where the mouse cursor was on the screen, the character would turn and aim in that direction. So basically what it was is it's like a big group of hordes that would come after you. And through each stage, you're basically trying to run around the map, trying to find the exit. You just get placed somewhere on the map, and you've got to run around and find the exit portal to get out. So you're fighting off hordes with, of course, standard, Serious Sam weaponry and items.
So it's like a Smash TV alien shooter kind of thing.
Yeah, a little bit. But instead of every screen being like set in one standard sort of place where it's like very locked,
you know, you move around a large map, so they're scrolling and what have you. So it's much more exploratory, but yeah, you can definitely compare it to like Smash TV.
I'm trying to get Chris to pull it up on his computer. And just
my computer doesn't like to do it. Multiple tasks when we're
recording. I know, that's what I'm worried about. Just play it while we're talking.
Yeah, right.
So Pappy would be playing the Halo 5 beta while we're recording. Chris would be playing the Serious Sam game while recording. Jordan's over there playing Fantasy Life while recording, and I'll just fire up Microsoft Bingo or something.
Yeah, that's a thing.
So, that game happened. I did get paid for it. The people I worked with were really great, but the product itself just wasn't stellar. Let's put it that way. I'm being as nice as I can about that
project. And then how about the one that you were the most proud of then?
So this is a little trickier. So I'll divulge what I can, but people like to ask me about this frequently for obvious reasons. But so I've done two contracts with Riot Games. And for those of you who do not know who Riot Games are, that would be the people that make League of Legends. Yeah. So I'm currently finishing my second contract with them now. My first one was much more time intensive and sizable. So I got pulled out to the Santa Monica studio a lot.
Oh, wow.
This one is a smaller project. I'm basically just doing cleanup work for another project. They have some stuff they needed to be done. Like I said, I can't go into detail because I'm under NDA, obviously. But basically, some other companies are doing some other stuff for them. They had a little bit of cleanup work they needed. They came back to me because our first working relationship went very well. You know, I'm friends with the guys. I love them. They're fantastic. Had a hell of a time working with them. And they said, you know, fuck it. We'll just work with Eric again. Let's have Eric clean this one up. So getting paid again
doing dirty work.
That's how most, you know, most jobs go.
Yeah. So what's next in the pipeline for you? Just this Riot Games project? Anything else?
Well, so I finished my Riot contract this month. And I'm moving on to, while I was there for my first time, I started building a brand new project from scratch, but rather than doing it on my own, like all of my old projects, I've actually formed a small team. And so that project that we're working on together, I'm not ready to talk about it yet, but know that that's something bigger than stuff I've ever done before. It is not pixel art. It is all hand-drawn, high frame rate, HD animation. It has been a very big chore to work on. It's been a lot of work. I feel like a Korean animation studio on most days. but the project is coming out well so far. So, you know, all is things up. Other than that, I've got a small side project that basically eats up an hour a week from me or so. And I bring that off at MAGFest at the end of January. So, Jill, you'll get a chance to check that out in person.
Nice. I've been checking out your games since MAGFest 2. Was MAGFest 2 the one you were at with the DDR style game?
Yeah, that was Eric Yaki and I were there for that with Eric the Minx. One of the Erics. I think we did like three or four of them.
Eric Yaki. Eric Yaki.
But Eric Yaki's actually doing well now, too.
I'm so glad somebody else got that.
I got it. I just couldn't follow up with lyrics.
So. You need to watch more Star Trek TNG.
No, I don't.
No, I don't. And okay, done.
I'm happy with the amount I've watched in my lifetime.
I'm happy with just watching Tabletop with Will Wheaton.
And I'm going to go troubleshoot my TV.
What happened to your TV?
I took my HDMI cable to work because we were having a game day, and bringing it back and hooking everything up, it's not actually working. So if you don't hear from me for a while with TV, Phil, I mean, I'm dead.
Yay.
Like 5 minutes, you just hear like a...
If you don't hear from me for a while, then I'm dead. Like, you might return. Yeah. Sorry, guys, I was dead. Yeah. TV problems, you know.
In the background, you just hear...
Well, I mean... I'm either going to fix it within 5 minutes or give up and come back. So either way, I'll be back in five.
That makes sense.
It would be so funny.
Jinx, you owe me a San Pellegrino.
I think it'd be funny if he finally got promoted, like officially getting promoted, and then he dies.
And then he dies.
The show that we announce it. So next week starts.
That'd be terrible.
R.I.P. Pappy. I'm Joe. That's Chris. Episode 100.
Rip Happy.
Rip Happy.
Fucking technology. I literally had to unplug and plug it back in.
Yeah, obviously. The obvious answer of did you turn it off and turn it back on again is always applicable.
No, just the HDMI cable. Unplug, replug, done.
I get more of a kick out of the fact that he had to unplug his apparently single HDMI cable that he owns.
The one, I only unplugged it going out to the Expo. No, I have two cables. Three cables. One died, and then the other two are working for everything else.
Do you have a Five Below in your area? You can get plenty more for like $3.
All right. So am I downloading the multiplayer beta trailer?
No, the game.
No, not a the friggin' actual beta, you dork.
Where the fuck is it?
Oh, go into Halo. Start up Master
Chief
Collection.
Go into Halo.
And then look for the beta.
Now I got to put a disc in. Now I got to walk out and water there.
It's okay. I have to
take
a pill.
Hey, does anybody remember when Microsoft promised that there would never be any more Halos after 3? Anyone remember that?
I do.
No, I don't remember a promise.
I do. I do.
We're going to end our biggest cash cow. No, you're not.
Yeah, that, I'm not saying that it wasn't surprising or anything, but like when they announced that, they said, no, we're not doing any more Halo, so definitely buy a 3 because that's the last one that's coming out. I was like, okay.
Yeah, yeah, I'm pretty sure everybody just ignored it because they were like, you're fucking wrong.
I'm more surprised that they're only working on number 5 right now.
I mean, if you want to count
two offshoots there,
I was going to say if you count Reach, because Reach was actually really good.
And ODST.
But exactly.
For the most part, like, they haven't been shitting them out on a bi-monthly basis.
Right.
Which they deserve some credit for that.
I will give them plenty of credit for that. Because I'm sure the appeal of them going like, we could put out a Halo every year. But they didn't. So.
Yeah.
Fuck.
What?
Yeah.
Do any of the new Halo games actually take place on a Halo?
On a ring?
Five is going to. Yeah. Except that it told me to go download the beta, and then the beta is inaccessible. Like, it's not even an option for me.
Really?
That's weird.
Yeah. It's there, but it's Halo Nightfall, Halo beta, and videos, but it won't let me choose beta. Jumps right over it.
Have you grabbed the Halo channel, that app?
No.
Try starting that up or downloading it and making sure it's updated. I really don't know like the official way to do it. I'm in the dashboard preview. So I was playing it like the weekend of Christmas.
I paid no attention to it whatsoever.
The beta on my console.
Beta.
It's fun as fuck, by the way.
I believe you.
Actually doing really, really good playing it. There was a match that I had above a 1.0 kill death ratio.
That's good.
Wow.
And that's, I was like, what the hell?
Because you have to understand, for Joe, that's amazing.
It is. Like, the few times I played Advanced Warfare multiplayer, it was like a 0.2 kill death ratio.
Sounds about right.
So, yeah. It's fun, though. Do you want to know what else is fun? Segue here.
Yeah.
Hashtag IDARB is fun.
Yeah, it is.
We were hoping to have Mike on the show this week. Unfortunately, he had plans to take his kids sledding in California, which honestly, I'd rather go sledding than talk to you assholes.
I don't blame you. I've actually been trying to see if I can come up with some extra money so we can go tubing.
But since he wasn't able to make it on today, he instead gave us some codes to give away. So that you can download hashtag IDARB on the Xbox One.
And does Pappy have a copy yet?
Yeah.
Yes. You want to download IDARB.
IDARB.
It's so much fun. IDARB. It's great.
Best of all, not only is it free because you're getting a code, you are getting it a month early.
Yeah, it's true.
Normally we would find some kind of like contest and like take entries and stuff, but since it comes out in a month and it's going to be free games with gold, why not just give the codes away on the show? But I don't want to just give out the entire code right now. I want to make you work for it. and Ooh. Listen to us. So I'm going to give out 5 digits right now. And then a little bit later, give out another 5 digits. And it's going to keep
going.
Are
you just
going
to end up giving us your phone number?
Yes. 570.
That is not further. Part of the code.
1-800 mix a lot.
Yeah.
I thought it was 900.
The Maybe. True treasure is in Joe's pants.
It is. It really is.
Yes. It goes to show the world that a treasure doesn't have to be big, as long as it's heartfelt.
Treasure.
Heartfelt.
Did you say heartfelt or heartfelt?
Heartfelt.
Sure. Either way works.
Yes.
But yeah, we have 2 codes to give away. So if you want to listen to the show and get the code, you can play iDarb early.
With us.
A month early.
You could play a game with us.
Yeah. Let's give our gamer tags. I'm Joe Camnet. Big surprise.
SML space Chris. And Chris is spelled with a K. So it's SML space KRIS.
Pappy?
I don't think Pappy wants to give his gamer tag.
Maybe he's probably dead.
Okay. I was checking to make sure that the call was still going on because.
Oh, the TV probably fell on him.
I hope so.
No, sorry, I stood up again. Yeah, I got the card. It just says to launch it, so I'm assuming it's down because everyone else is having fun.
Maybe.
Yeah.
If something happens, just hop on Xbox support.
It's true. Pappy.
They'll hook you up.
No, support is down as well.
Pappy.
Yes.
Your gamer tag for the fine listeners so that people can play iDarb with us.
Papa. P-A-P-A. T-A-R. O-S. It's so, basically Papa Tacos, but there's an R instead of a C.
So it's Papat Arroz.
Yeah, you could do that too.
Papat
Really, Arroz. Honestly, Papa Tacos, but put an R instead of the C. It's the easiest way to remember how to spell it.
You're an easy shut up. Yeah. So we might as well give out the first 5 digits here, right?
So it's going to be Zach and Randall, right? That's who's going to be getting these?
I actually had 3 codes, but I gave Zach one ahead of time just so that he wouldn't jack the one
from the episode
so Randall and then no one else.
Randall doesn't have an Xbox One, so he doesn't really have a reason to take the code.
Give it to friends.
That's why I'm gonna like try hyping out that there's codes in the episode.
Yeah,
people might listen.
Someone might listen.
The end. Credits roll.
Give the first 5 digits.
So first 5 digits of the first of 2 codes for hashtag iDarb, C4MFG.
Pappy, why don't you give that in, since I don't remember a lot of the letter to words.
I'm sorry, what?
The military
how
jargon
about this?
Speak.
Cock for motherfucking gangsters.
There you go.
That works.
Yeah.
Because I was really ignoring Joe. I mean, that just happens. It's, okay. It's subconscious.
What did he say?
Huh? Yeah, your voice to him, he drowns it out at a certain point.
So,
I think.
So, Eric, what do you want to talk about?
Yep. Let's see what's going on in the news. Something about Bill Clinton was. Is president of the United States? Am I right on that one?
Pretty accurate. If Hillary Clinton ever becomes president, that'll be the first time that we'll have had 2 presidents that fucked each other.
Maybe. We don't know conclusively.
I just read something online earlier today about if Jeb Bush were to run and win this upcoming presidential election, something like it'll be the first time. What was it? Something about the GOP hasn't had. If you take out Nixon and anybody in the Bush family, like there hasn't been a GOP candidate in office since 1927.
Jesus.
Probably yeah, Democrats better that way. Win big. Democrats win big, but Republicans win consistently. So they usually run the House and or Senate.
Yeah.
Yay, politics.
It's just a,
I think this might be the first time that there's ever been a political conversation on this podcast.
I know. Can we just go back to talking about how two presidents fucking each other?
Yeah, we are. We're talking about Jeb and Joe.
Two parties have fucked each other for years. I don't really know.
Yeah, I was just going to say, there's nothing new there.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Blah-da-da-da-da-da. Boy. Video games.
Nope. So now that we actually, you know, got past Christmas, did you guys get anything good?
Oh, hell yeah.
You can go first then.
I got the Lego set for the Milano spaceship from Guardians of the Galaxy. Got a bunch of Power Rangers stuff. I got a legendary legacy Dragon Dagger and Dragon Zord.
Jesus.
I got the 30th anniversary Ghostbusters figures. Got a bunch of toys and shit. I still collect toys, and in my office is just littered with just toys and action figures and posters. And
nice.
So everybody I know for Christmas always buys me toys like I'm a 5-year-old, and I'm completely happy with it.
Hey, whatever works. Pappy, what kind of
Christmas? I promise.
Pappy, what kind of cool stuff did you get?
I got one thing for Christmas.
Really?
Yeah. Well, no, actually.
Was it peace on earth?
I got a really cool Eagles throwback jacket for Christmas from my parents. Yes. Yeah, it's really nice. And unfortunately, everything else that was sent to me got either lost in the mail or not actually sent.
Wow.
So
that's...
I got April. But my friends outdid me this year again. I keep trying to one up them, and I got some really cool shit for them, including, you know, Goat Simulator. And But of course, they gave me an Amazon Fire TV stick, so they won this battle again.
I'm just thinking about that Eagles jacket of yours and how good it's going to look with your Eagle spirit fingers.
Well, yeah, I'm getting a lot of Christmas and birthday presents when I go to MAGFest.
Yeah, so I'll have your stuff at MAG.
I just think of it as really just dragging out the season for an entire month, so I'm not really upset about that. You know, I'm going to get shit like every couple of days between now and the end of January.
Nice. Yeah. You know what someone out there could get? They could get IDARB for free because the next set of digits,
God damn it,
is TYFK4. Which,
thank you for killing four.
Yeah, I was just going to say that because we have a friend named Four. And thank you for killing four.
Oh my God,
Joe, what'd you get?
Let's see. What kind of fun stuff did I get for Christmas this year? I got two things of socks. One didn't fit me.
You got a bass.
I did get a bass, but we talked about that last week.
You got a bass.
But how's my finger look?
You're building up your calluses, I see.
And finally not from baiting.
Oh, it's still from that, trust me.
He only uses his fingertips.
It's only so big. I mean, that's normal, right? Just using fingertips.
Yeah, you know, you just...
Normal, guys, yes?
You pinch it like a toothpick?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Welcome to the SML podcast, so you can feel bigger about your dick.
that's the official tagline, I think.
I think so. What else did I get? I got a Weiss grocery card.
Those are always useful.
Which I gave to Ashley so she could buy groceries. Because it's grocery.
As a responsible one in the relationship.
Yes.
Yeah.
You would just come home with 10 cases of Surge and some Apple Jacks.
Which
I wish they had Surge at once.
Hey, that's completely justifiable.
And I'm not an Apple Jacks fan. I'll get me some Lucky Charms, some Corn Pops.
The point still stands.
The point still stands.
Funny, I did get a box of cereal for Christmas. Quisp cereal.
Quisp?
I love Quisp.
Huh.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I had Quisp.
Ashley got Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I also got a zip-up hoodie that was two sizes too small, so Ashley's keeping that.
That happens sometimes.
Or you can just, you know, stop letting your back hurt just magically.
No, it's just like everyone's saying, oh, it looks good on you. It fits on you. I'm like, I don't want shit that fits. I want to swim in my clothes. I'm fat. I don't want a visual reminder every time I look in a mirror of how precisely fat I am.
See, that's I'm actually in the middle of converting my entire wardrobe to extra large instead of large.
See, I'm actually the opposite. Once a week, I'll put on something that still doesn't fit me just to see how my progress is.
Like, I've been a 5X. I have fit in 3X shirts. They're, you know, they fit.
Right.
But I don't like that. I mean, I'll go to a 4, but, you know, I don't want a 3. I got a 3X hoodie. I don't want to wear a 3X hoodie.
Yeah.
Go up a size. So socks that don't fit, a hoodie that's too small. What the hell else did I get?
The love of your friends and family.
No, he didn't get any
of that.
So,
Chris, what did you get for Christmas?
So the funny thing about what I got for Christmas is, if you didn't know who I was and I rattled off these items, you would swear I was a hipster.
You are a hipster.
No, like straight up. Yeah, he's intent now. Like,
No, we get it. You're a hipster. Go on.
But I'm not. But I'm really
I've
not,
seen your
though.
Fedora collection.
And your thick-rimmed glasses.
No. Actually, I need glasses. That's the problem.
Thick rims? Squared?
No, I couldn't. I don't have the right head for it.
You've never worn a V-neck t-shirt in public, so you can't be
no
a hipster.
Fucking God, no.
V-neck?
No.
Fedora?
How many
thick-rimmed
scarves
glasses?
Do you have?
I have one. I have one scarf.
And it's a silk one.
No, it's actually like a super scratchy, not comfortable material, but it looks cool.
There you go.
Yeah, that's hipster.
But no.
That's exactly.
But it has like skulls and like it's metal.
You guys don't get it. Stuff. Like, Chris was a fan of skulls before it was cool.
Shut the fuck up.
Skulls were always cool.
Anyway.
In fairness.
Anyway. Jordan got me a record player. Yeah, hold on, it gets better. So Jordan got me a record player, a beard kit, and hold on, it's the trifecta. So it's the record player, a beard kit.
Tell me it's another scarf.
No. And vegan food in my stocking. Well, the Black Sabbath record for the record player is what kind of throws it off, so it's not as hipstery. But it's
so record. So this beard kit, is it like a chia pet or what?
No, it's I started growing a beard, so it's like a shampoo, a brush, and a conditioner for it.
No, that's actually good though.
It doesn't give you a beard. I see.
No. It's to help me maintain. And have a non-shitty beard.
Yeah, and that's actually important, because if you have a beard and you don't shampoo and brush it, you get that disgusting, like, dandruff.
Yeah.
And there's nothing worse than chin dandruff.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just imagining that, like...
There are actually a lot of things worse than chin dandruff.
Like, well, out of a beard.
Chin crabs.
Yeah, that would be bad.
I'm imagining that the record sleeve says Black Sabbath, but you open up and it's just like a placebo record in there.
No one will know the
difference. Jordan in the background just going, I like placebo.
You know, it's just funny because I remember that song, the Placebo's Only Hit. So at one point I actually acquired their whole discography.
The whole discography.
Listened to everything Placebo had ever put out and deleted all but that one song.
And then he shot himself.
I have a bag of vinyl that I had already acquired over the years, but I never had a vinyl player because I essentially just collected it because a lot of it was like record store day stuff so that you could only get it on like that one day.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, special edition prints and stuff like that.
I have three records at home.
I have a few. Yeah, I took one of them because I knew you wanted it.
I have my Lordy album at home.
Like
hard heavy rock metal. Hallelujah,
oh my
Lordy.
Fucking God, that's hysterical.
Hard Rock Hallelujah's in Rock Band, and that was like when I used to do Rock Band videos on Tuesday mornings with my friend Splink. Pappy used to do them near the end as well.
Yeah.
That was our final song every week.
I have a video game soundtrack on vinyl.
Which one?
Isn't it BioShock 2?
No, that came in the collector edition.
Yeah. But still,
it's, fucker edition.
Yeah, pretty much the fucker right in the pussy edition. but yeah, then I also hold on. So it gets even better. So this is slightly off the hipster path, but I think it still constitutes as hipsterish. My dad gave me a $50 Hot Topic gift card.
Wow.
How much hair dye and scarves are you getting with that?
I'm not. I'm actually getting, and this is, again, this is even worse. I'm not helping my case at all.
Not at all.
Yeah, my parents keep giving my fiance, my parents keep giving my fiance Victoria's Secret gift cards, which is slightly odd. Yeah.
Considering how shoddy their product is, yeah.
Next Christmas, just go to Christmas dinner in lingerie. Just be like, hey, I'm wearing what you bought me.
Yeah, I got this from
what I'm making use of this.
Not her, you.
Me.
Yeah,
I'll
Chris,
wear it.
You do.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't fit. But with the Hot Topic gift card.
Bra and panties with a hipster scarf and a fedora.
Oh my God, no.
Like black painted fingernail.
And a well-shampooed beard.
And a well-shampooed beard.
The mustache with the twirlies.
The twirlies, yeah. So with the Hot Topic gift card, because this isn't helping my case at all, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Please tell me you're buying like a satchel.
No, I'm with the Hot Topic gift card. I'm buying clothes for stage outfits for the new band that I'm going to be playing in, which is terrible. It's awful. I know I'm a terrible person.
You should all get just Hello Kitty paraphernalia.
No. No,
just
I'm
like,
actually, I'm really
Hello Kitty.
I'm actually really excited for this next gig because I'm not drumming for it. I'm playing guitar.
Well, you know what I have to say to that? I have to say 7HJFW. 7 Homeless Joe Fuckwad.
Oh, I was going to say 7 hand jobs for Win.
Yeah, that works.
That's also valid.
So you
how about 7 hand jobs for William?
William's
having a lucky day.
Yeah,
he deserves.
I'm sure William's already had 7 hand jobs, knowing him.
I really don't think there's a way we could get the next one to really turn into anything, though.
It's possible.
C7XV2. C7.
Come 7. X-ray vaginas 2.
Yeah, I like that.
It's so forced.
It does. Yeah, because the other ones aren't.
So,
no,
you guys were mentioning
vinyl.
Thank
you for killing 4 was pretty easy.
You guys were mentioning vinyl, and it made me think I haven't updated my vinyl collection. And I opened up my Excel spreadsheet because I'm that kind of guy. And I apparently have over 250 albums now.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. Well, now, granted, I did inherit them from my father. So, I mean, I do have, like, 311 and let's see, Tool and Toadies. I also have...
How many are...
Do you have a Toadies record?
Yeah. I also have Steely Dan. I have all of the...
Yeah?
If case you're not aware of those guys.
That's helpful.
I've got 7 Uriah Heep albums.
Yo, that's awesome, actually.
6 Renaissance, 3 Pink Floyds, 8 Moody Blues.
And a Partridge in a Pear Tree.
I have Led Zeppelin's 4, so that's cool. You know?
I think I'm honestly...
3
like...
from the Judds. Because I also inherited my mother's albums.
I think I'm the only person that's not like a huge Zeppelin fan that like that's a musician.
It's just cool to see. I'm not a Zep fan at all, but it is cool to see and hold the original albums because they did so much for rock, you know.
True,
dude. That Sabbath album, it's on record. You get that same feeling. Like it's definitely. I'm very much so like when it comes to audio quality and stuff like that. Like nothing's ever going to touch vinyl because vinyl is the last good analog format. Because a lot of the newer stuff, like obviously you're going to be sampling it at a different rate. You're not getting the purest sound waves. And there's just a lot of bass and a lot of bottom end that gets lost on CDs and MP3s.
And I'd say my two favorite definitely weird albums I've picked up personally is I bought the actual Eraserhead motion picture soundtrack.
That's cool.
And then Joe was with me when I bought the not for resale, but it was for sale at Gallery of Sound, History of the World Part 1 official soundtrack.
I was looking at the one over by the Mel Brooks Walmart.
Oh, okay.
It even had a stamp, you know, Universal Property, not for resale, because it was, I guess, just a gift when the movie came out.
Either that or a promo or
it was either a promo or they do. But I'm pretty sure at one point they were buying old records, so they could have essentially, like, somebody could have came in and then sold it to them.
Yeah, and that's cool. I'm happy to have that in my collection.
Yeah, it's neat. The record player, honestly, it's cool. I mean, it's here, Joe. I'll show you because you can actually, like, you know, see it. But that's it. That's the record player.
Oh, so it's one in a briefcase as well, so you could carry that around.
Yeah, it's a suitcase, and there's speakers on the side of it.
Ooh.
So,
you can take it to a coffee house and listen to it while writing the next great novel
and stroking your beard
while writing poetry.
And then on top of that, to the next hipster quality of it is I can actually play one of my records and convert it to MP3 with a USB cord on the back.
Nice. Yeah, that's actually how I inherited my father's. He did that. He recorded all of the albums he wanted onto MP3 and then was like, I'm sick of lugging this shit around. Here, you can lug it around for a couple of decades.
Yeah. Party much.
And he still has the Judds.
I have the Judds.
The Judds.
I fuck the Judds.
Oh,
I
God.
Also have the South Park Gay Fish album, so, you know.
You have a Kanye West album?
No. I see what you did there.
No, I really thought that you were talking about a Kanye West album.
No,
that wasn't really Kanye West.
For Record Store Day, they put out the South Park guys try and put out an EP every year, just something silly. And 2 years ago, it was Gay Fish.
Motherfucking Gay Fish.
And then,
dear Kanye, you're the best. Love, Kanye.
Yeah. Video games. So,
video games. We might as well finish off this first code for iDarb.
True.
And you know, I'm just gonna play that since I have the Xbox on and Halo's not working. I'm gonna play that while we're talking about that.
Well, it's not like we're talking about it too long because we're hoping to have them on soon. But the final batch of digits for the first code for the game is RT33Z. So RTs. Yeah.
RTs. Retweet.
I get it.
Yep. Bitch.
So I don't think there was really anything severely newsworthy other than
just the sales that have been going on.
Yep, there's some more
end of year sales.
Yep. I did play a little bit of Goat Simulator, which I was gifted by Pappy.
Nice.
One of the first things that I stumbled upon was the giant pentagram in the woods.
Nice.
Did you drag 5 people to it and become Satan Goat?
Apparently it let me do it after 3.
Oh, wow. Nothing wrong with that.
But yeah, I became Satan Goat.
The game industry is just getting easier and easier, more casual.
There's nothing more casual than Goat Simulator.
Goat Simulator. I didn't understand what the fuck I was doing for the majority of it. I found out...
You're not supposed to ever understand what the fuck you're doing.
There are objectives. I was trying to play it like a regular... Objectives. I was trying to play it like a regular game, and I was trying to meet the objectives as they gave them to me.
It's actually more fun to skip the ones they give you and end up doing like a 10,000-point combo accidentally.
Yeah. I will say I don't like the manual system. I attempted to try and do a very long manual in which I was much better at it in Tony Hawk, but apparently in Goat Simulator, I'm not that good.
Though that game is not that well programmed also.
I understand.
Intentionally.
I know. I understand. But yeah, so I've been playing that a little bit. I picked up, since the last time that we recorded, I picked up, Age of Empires 2, I believe. And something else. What the hell else did I pick up? I'm going to look it up quick because I honestly don't even remember. Where is my Steam? There it is. Go to the menu. Account details. Bang.
It's right. Riveting.
Red Faction Guerrilla. So nice. I heard that one was pretty good. I think it was only like $3. So
that was free on Xbox like a month or two ago.
I didn't get it. I didn't have it.
You're a wiener.
So yeah, and then right now Witcher 2 is on sale for like $3 and I was gonna get it, and then I'm like, wait a minute, it's gonna be free next month.
Yep. Oh wait, did you say Guerrilla was the one you got for $3?
Yes.
Or Armageddon was the free one, my bad.
Yeah, I heard, isn't Guerrilla better?
Not at all.
No?
No. Because yeah, Guerrilla was like a corridor shooter.
Was it?
Where Armageddon is an open world, destroy everything kind of deal.
Damn. Yeah. I had them mixed up.
Yep.
So you that's, why I picked, I picked it up, because I was like, oh, I thought everybody said that this one was actually pretty good. So,
I mean, it's good, but it's not anywhere near as good as Armageddon.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I fucked up.
Do you want to hear the laughable news of the day?
I'm ready.
Yes. Amazon put out a list of their best of 2014 games, and it just reeks of pro Sony garbage.
Really?
Yeah. Like, a couple of them on here are deserved. Like, number 10, Dragon Age Inquisition. Cool.
Sure.
Number 9, Octodad Deadliest Catch.
For okay, game of the year?
For in their top games of the year.
That was a big deal game, though. Like, Octodad? Because there was nothing really like it. When it came out, there was nothing really like it.
There was a lot of games that were like it at the time.
And if you're going to go back over the year and pick the best games of the year, you're going to pick fucking Octodad?
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that pick.
Number 8, good pick, Mario Kart 8.
Obviously.
Fuck yeah. Number 7, South Park Stick of Truth.
Obviously.
Yeah. Number 6, Smash Brothers.
Obviously.
Kind of low, but all right. Number 5, Sports Friends.
I'm sorry, what?
Actually, a lot of people love Sports Friends. That's been topping up on a lot
Everybody
of people's
lists. Loves JS Joust.
I do love JS Joust.
And no matter how good JS Joust is as a game of the year.
No. Fuck no. God no.
Game of the year.
No.
Their top games
this,
of the
who'd
year.
Who'd you say this was? Amazon's?
Amazon, yes.
Now, it's probably listed based on sales.
It could be listed based on sales.
I don't think it is because they're both digital games. That and Octodad are both digital games.
That's fine.
Yeah, they still count sales.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess that most of the sales for those games did not come from Amazon.
No, they, don't I didn't that. Say they're counting their sales. It could just be, you know.
It could be through Amazon.
So Sports Friends outsold Smash Brothers.
Possibly.
Well, I mean, obviously they could be.
Sports Friends was earlier in the year than Smash Brothers. Smash Brothers is more recent.
Yeah, so they could just essentially, they've been out for longer, so.
And Sports Friends was a huge casual game, so you imagine a lot of parents and grandparents were picking that up.
Okay, I just, you know what, though?
The
just
pretty much largest demographic for casual gaming is 45-year-old women.
Yep.
Yeah.
I can imagine a bunch of middle-aged women drinking wine and playing Sports Friends.
I could see them playing, like, Bejeweled.
Just keep in mind that Sports Friends is local multiplayer only. There's no single player. There's no campaign.
Well, yeah,
there's
get your
nothing.
Friends over and you have wine and Joust.
Yeah, their reasoning in the write-up is always a favorite. JS Joust is by far the best PlayStation Move game ever released. So that qualifies it as their top 10 games of the year.
Like I said, it's probably based on popularity.
I guarantee you it's not based on sales. Number 4, Towerfall Ascension.
People were big on Towerfall. This is starting to sound like the list is very heavy on casual games or small games.
But why would you put Inquisition on there?
Yeah.
Because of sales.
Or why would you put
Inquisition was low, wasn't it?
Or why would
Inquisition was like 10.
Yeah.
Why would you put number 3 Dark Souls 2 if you're catering to casual
games? Oh, Jesus Christ. Then they're just drunk.
Okay, well that kills that.
Number two, this is the only one out of the four PlayStation exclusive digital indie games that I agree with, and that's Transistor. Because that game is fantastic. Shovel Knight's not on PlayStation yet. Transistor, which was great. Number one game of the year, Shadow of Mordor. Cool. Okay, it's a great game. Where the fuck is Forza Horizon 2? Where the fuck is Sunset Overdrive? If you're going to talk about sales, there is no fucking way.
Yeah, how did they not put
Sports Friends beat out Sunset Overdrive or Forza?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Granted, guys, I'm a little bit removed. I don't play all the brand new stuff, but I heard a lot of hype for Sunset Overdrive, but then when it came out,
I
heard next to nothing about it.
Yeah, people enjoy it, but no one is singing its praises. I'm with you. Right. I'm even playing it.
No one is really singing Sunset's praises? It won Reddit's Game of the Year.
It did.
No, Joe. I'm talking about people in conversation. You know, I have a lot of friends at work who have Xbox Ones who have that game.
Do you know how many people come up to me and say, dude, Towerfall Ascension's Game of the Year?
Okay.
None. Ever.
How many people come up to you?
No one has ever told me Sports Friends is the greatest game that they can get this year.
I've heard
people say Forza Horizon 2 is the shit.
With Sunset. Personal experience with Sunset is when all those games were coming out, a lot of my coworkers with the Xbox One had Sunset and Mordor and Dragon Age. They didn't want to talk about Sunset because it was more fun to talk about Mordor and Dragon Age.
And it's more
fun
to play.
So it could still be
Sunset.
A great game, but it doesn't seem. You know, even though I enjoy it, I don't really talk about it to people other than say, "Hey, man, if you have an Xbox One, you should pick up this game." That's it. Like, I really, as much as I enjoy the game, it's not one that I really talk about.
See, I don't know, man, because I honestly,
this brings up a.
Go ahead.
Oh, hold on. What was that?
I said this is a whole different conversation, and we can spur off on it in a second here. But I think a good conversation to have, something I would like to bring up, is console exclusives in general. Are they doing anybody any good anymore, or are they basically a big downfall, limiting people's ability to play or pay for a game that they would like to have?
I think it's a downfall because I don't want to have two consoles, and once in a while there is a PlayStation game that I'd like to play. But I just won't invest the $500 to do it.
Yeah, I think first-party exclusives are obviously good because that's how you get people to buy your console.
Right.
Third-party exclusives are dumb, and it needs to stop.
But look at Bayonetta 2. That happened because Nintendo stepped in and said, hey, no one else is willing to do this for you, but we'll pay for it if you release it.
Yeah, so it was published by Nintendo. I put that under more of a Nintendo exclusive than a Sega exclusive.
Yeah,
that game was not getting made without Nintendo's money.
Right.
Like, I can understand niche titles like Atlas RPGs that won't get made unless it's on a PlayStation console because, let's face it, Xbox owners aren't as focused on RPGs as Vita owners.
Yes, I'll give you that.
Japanese developers want to stick with Japanese consoles, and that's PlayStation. I can understand that. Street Fighter going only on PlayStation
is the dumbest
thing Capcom has ever done.
PC.
Well, yeah, but almost everything comes out and PC, though.
Yeah. No, that's actually my point, is that it doesn't. As a PC, pretty much a PC-exclusive gamer, there's tons of stuff I would love to play that isn't for PC that's out there.
But Eric, don't forget, you said console exclusives. So
he's right, because Sunset would be fun as hell on a mouse. Or even a joystick on a PC.
I disagree.
No, you don't think that frenetic action wouldn't be enjoyable on a PC?
I disagree. Mainly just because of the way that they designed a lot of the fluidity with a lot of the motion, like being extremely fast-paced and fast action.
And I think trying to do that with a mouse
I've played my mouse and keyboard for years and years and years and years. Normally, I prefer it, but there are a lot of games that I absolutely disagree with playing a mouse and keyboard.
Plus, if rumors to be believed, Sunset's going to show up on PC eventually anyway.
I think it will.
I don't like it. Like, I think if Microsoft is going to tout a console exclusive, like their exclusive games, they should stay on Xbox and not show up on PC.
Well, didn't Halo show up on PC?
Well,
the original ones.
Here's the thing with Microsoft. here's the thing with Microsoft, still kind of keeping it in the family because they are the largest GUI producer in the world.
Yeah, and speaking of Halo, where the fuck is Halo Master Chief Collection on the Amazon list?
See, and this is what's bothering me with the Amazon list. There is literally no Xbox exclusives.
Yeah.
Like, none.
But they have four digital PlayStation exclusives.
Which is stupid.
Including motherfucking Sports Friends.
Yeah, like, I don't understand how you could put... I literally don't understand how you can put Octodad above... like Forza or
Halo.
Halo Master Chief Collection
had its problems, but it's still four games. Here's the thing, though.
It's not original.
They're remastered. So I'd rather them put it to like Forza or Sunset or even, you know, I don't know, like even like a Dead Rising.
No, that was last year.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you're right. But something, I just you know what I mean? Like,
the Amazon list in general is pretty suspect.
I think it's suspect.
I think it reeks of endorsement.
To be fair, hopefully, there aren't a lot of people that will let that affect any kind of decisions as to stuff that they should be picking themselves up.
Yeah. Like, I won't argue with Transistor because it's a good game. It's not for me, but it was an amazing game overall. But how many kids' Christmas lists are you going to see that's like, Mom, the only thing I want for Christmas is Octodad and Sports Friends for the PS4?
Yeah, it's true.
I genuinely liked Octodad, so I'm not super upset that that's on there.
I know it's a good game, and I enjoy
it. It's charming, goofy fun, but
definitely
is it one
not.
Of the best games of the year?
No. Absolutely not.
Well, here's a fucking chance in hell.
And here's where I will butt in, though. With a lot of lists, it's what people enjoy. You know, I, on Sunday, I was lucky enough to be on Fat Gatsby's best, you know, blank of the year. And that list included a game I'd never heard of. And I bought it on Steam yesterday and beat the shit out of the game because it's fucking hilarious and amazing.
What game?
Jazz Punk.
I haven't heard of it.
I never heard of it. It's the funniest fucking game I've played all year. Like, I think it's actually funnier than South Park in that you could give this game to any age group and they would laugh.
Huh. I'm going to look it up right now.
Yeah, I picked it up for $7.50. It's one of those games that's really hard to explain. You're basically, the game claims it was made in 1959. You're like an undercover agent. But let's see, what did I do yesterday when I played the game? I fought a Honda, like a Honda Accord.
Nice.
I degaussed pigeons. I played a game called, a mini game inside the game called Wedding Quake, where you run around and shoot other gamers actively in that game playing Jazz Punk, but when you kill them, instead of, you know, player is killed, you marry them. And the first person to get the 10 marriages wins. And it's just a ridiculous, crazy, fun game that you can beat. I think I did 95% of the game in 3.5 hours.
Huh.
But I loved it.
I mean, it looks neat. It looks different.
It's fun. But yeah, but that made someone's top five list. And they played a lot more games than I did this year. So it ultimately comes down to what you personally enjoy.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, you know, with us talking about the games that we liked for Game of the Year this year, it was obviously all stuff that we specifically played. You can only give insight on games that you've played, so there may have been plenty of other games. Like, maybe the guy that put that list together just happens to not own an Xbox One, so that's...
But there's my other argument is once you start becoming big, where you're an Amazon or a Kotaku, if you're doing an end-of-year list, you need to make sure that your guys doing it have played all the games. Or at least the big ones.
I agree. But again, you know, it could be oversight on their part because it could just be something that they just don't care about.
Amazon's not
a website that is known for their video game reviews. So,
but they're one of the biggest sites on the internet, and I think if you're going to make
gonna read it and take
claims
advice.
Like these are the greatest games of the year, like at least, I don't know, have some transparency on how the list was created. Instead, this is the best PlayStation Move game ever, so it's one of the greatest games of the year.
Yeah.
But that, and that's where I would say, you know, like with me, I'm fine giving my opinions on this podcast on Fat Gatsby. I enjoy having an opinion. But yeah, if they were going to fucking, if Amazon was going to say, hey, we want you to do our end of year list, the first thing I'd have to say is like, all right, well, send me a PS4, a PS3, a Vita, and a DS, because I got some catching up to do.
Right.
I love how he has a new microphone and a pop filter, and his P's still come through like crazy.
I don't have a pop filter. Remember, they didn't send me my pop filter.
Yeah, that doesn't, yeah.
Even if they were like just heavily focused on Nintendo and PlayStation, where the fuck's Infamous Last Light? That's one of the best games of the year, especially for PlayStation.
Especially above Octodad.
Yeah. And fucking Sports Friends. Where's Bayonetta 2? Where's Captain Toad?
I still haven't gotten Captain Toad yet.
Should.
Yeah.
All I can think of is getting ready for Captain Toad's Wild Ride.
Yeah, girl.
I'll pick it up eventually. It's so, like, I'm not even, honestly, I'm not even thinking about, like, the only games that I'm thinking about getting for myself is the one that I'm waiting for in the mail from Pappy. Like, that's it. Like, I just, I have no interest in going out and getting myself a new game for a while. I have plenty of stuff to play for now. I've got, you know, I've got stuff that I picked up on the Steam sale. It's pretty much this time of the year for everybody. It's always, like, you get a slightly, if not overly, back cataloged, and you know you should be working on stuff that you picked up. So I mean, I really have no, I have no interest in going out and grabbing new shit. So Captain Toad's gonna have to wait for quite some time.
Funny enough, you know what I'm interested in picking up?
What's that?
Destiny again.
I've got
only only because a guy on Craigslist is selling it for $25.
I've got it. I'll play it with you. I'm not going to get rid of it because I'm to the point now where, I mean, obviously, I told myself with the Xbox One, if I'm going to get a game, it's going to be a game that I'm going to hold on to. Like, I don't want to trade anything in.
Yeah.
Like, I want to actually, like, have a collection again for a system.
Yeah.
So I refuse. The games that I currently have for the Xbox One, I refuse to get rid of any of them.
I just think $25 is a reasonable price for Destiny.
I think 25 for Destiny is okay.
I traded it in for 43, so picking it up at 25 is just eventual profit in the end, in my eyes.
Eh, yes. Well, it depends on how you look at it.
I basically got a free $18 out of it.
Yeah.
For going without it for a while.
Yeah, that's fine. I would pick it up. I mean, obviously I have it, but I would play it with you if you want to play with it. So.
I'm sorry, you're going without Destiny is the same as my owning Destiny. We've both played it the same amount.
Yeah, I'm just going to get $18 for it.
Do you still have your copy, Pappy?
He just said he did.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to sell it, but I've got, like, if you said, hey, let's play something online, I would exhaust the servers on Halo,
Diablo
and... And Sunset before I even, and Titanfall before I consider saying, Titanfall. Hey, let's play Destiny. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I actually really want to give Destiny a fair shot with people. Like, I think by myself, obviously, I don't really enjoy it, but maybe with people, I would enjoy it more.
Maybe we could get some three-man raids.
It's more fun
going
with people. It is more fun with people, but that doesn't mean much to me. I still don't have fun with it.
Hey, Pappy. Pappy,
yeah.
Your mom's more fun with people. She is, I know.
Is there anything you guys are looking forward to in 2015? Any video games that have been announced that you guys are excited to get your hands on next year?
We did talk a lot about this last, what was it, last week with our Thing of the Thing Awards, or the week before.
Well, we mentioned it, but I've been doing a little more, and I think there's more games that I'm seeing.
Oh, wait, Pappy,
like,
you know what I'm excited for? I'm excited for hashtag IDARB, and we have another code to give away.
We do.
WSML, we got a code to give away. Third caller.
Yeah, you might want to start that.
IDARB, isn't that one of Amazon's games of the year?
I could just.
It's already
that.
On their 2015 best of list because it's the digital download.
Honestly, wouldn't be shocked.
I can see IDARB hitting some games of the year.
I have never seen a game that doesn't release for another month been this buzzed about and talked about.
Especially one that's going to be given away for free.
Yeah.
And before you announce the first part of the code, I would like to say that I am betting on IDARB right now, and I'm up $230.
Nice.
Yes. The whole time we've been talking, I've just been placing my bets and watching the computer play.
You should fire up some Twitch streams of the game and then just go in the comments and do hashtag achievement.
Oh, yeah, to get the achievement?
Yeah, just give random people the achievement in the game.
I would have to go on Twitch, though, and I haven't done that ever.
I have a Twitch account.
But, you know what? I'm feeling generous. I'm going to give out the first two sets of digits.
Ooh.
Yeah, what do you think of that? 7-4-Y-6-W is the first. Then the next set is H-2-4-K-P. So 74-Y... 6W, H24KP, like Key and Peele.
Be sure to drink your Ovaltine.
Son of a bitch.
Or Kim Possible.
Yes, Kim Possible.
Kim Possible. Rule 34.
Be sure to drink your Ovaltine.
Good times. But yeah, 2015 is looking absolutely retarded in terms of games coming out.
I don't know. I'm not really interested in too much.
Witcher 3.
No, Life is Strange. I watched the trailer for that. That looks interesting.
Witcher 3.
Halo 5.
Dying Light.
Witcher 3.
Dying Light.
Witcher 3.
Witcher 3 for you, maybe. Yes. I got to look forward to this.
For me, I am very excited for the first time. So I don't know if you guys watched BlizzCon this year. And I am not at all a big fan of Warcraft or any of its subsidiary / spinoff series. but it was exciting to see Blizzard actually announce a brand new IP. And this year, Overwatch, a very cartoony, team-based, first-person shooter game will be released by Blizzard. And it's very Team Fortress-esque, but it certainly looks beautiful. It looks very interesting. It seems to have a very nifty story. It had a great cinematic trailer.
Overwatch,
by far and away, for me, the thing I'm most excited.
I thought Overwatch was the MMO they canceled.
No, that was Titan.
Titan? Was it?
Yeah. That was Project Titan.
Because I think the game you're referring to, isn't that Battleborn?
I thought that's the yeah. That's not Blizzard related. I don't believe it is.
No. BlizzCon announced a new game.
Did they?
Are you deliberately confusing us, Eric?
No, no. The name of the game is Overwatch. It's the new game that was announced at BlizzCon.
I don't remember seeing this at all.
Games confuse me. There's too many.
There is. There really is.
Oh,
well,
no.
Now I'm watching the trailer for Battleborn, and it looks pretty awesome.
Battleborn is from the guys behind Borderlands.
Yeah, they're making a MOBA first-person shooter.
Yeah, all right. I'm getting confused. I'm fucking everything up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, there's Overwatch. Yeah, the only man who paid attention to this
trailer, blown away. It's fantastic.
I'll defer to the only guy who paid attention to BlizzCon in this group to give the appropriate information.
Listen, the only reason why I watched anything BlizzCon related was I was seeing what they were doing with Diablo, and then I didn't watch any of the other.
Man, that's a 6-minute trailer.
I had a coworker actually go to BlizzCon, and I was joking with him. I'm like, so, you know, how did you get the tickets? Did you run a program? He's like, yeah. Straight up, like, if you won BlizzCon tickets, you have to install a program to buy you your ticket.
Yeah, did he watch Metallica?
I don't know. I didn't ask him.
And on the flip side,
he was just disappointed by the PlayStation experience. Same kid, because he thought the PlayStation experience was good. He was like, I kind of thought it'd be more like BlizzCon, like, you know, with people having fun. And having fun.
Yeah, I was just going to say, on the flip side, I have a friend who went to PlayStation Experience. How'd he get his tickets? They were given to him for free because nobody else wanted to go.
No, I applied for a ticket. I applied for a one-day ticket, and they gave me 2 weekend passes. That's how much they needed people.
Nice. So Eric, tell us more about Overwatch. Really
cool. Yeah, give us the rundown on Overwatch and what you know about it.
Good info.
All right, so what it basically is, like I said, it's like Team Fortress 2. It is a 6v6 team-based shooter. It's not deathmatch. It's objective-based. So capture the flag, point capture, things like that. All of the characters are... As a game developer, I think that the characters in that game are exorbitantly well-designed. I mean, their themes, where they're from, their story, and then their literal, like, aesthetic, like their shape and design, mesh together really well. So, for example, there's a character that's a healer named Mercy, right? And she's a female character, and she's got kind of a cool sort of bio suit. But the bio suit, this bio suit she's got, has these thrusters on the back that have like these multi-directional thrusters. And when they're all going at full thrust, they look like angel wings. And the top of her helmet looks like a halo because it's like copper studded. Huh. So like that's a really cute, clever reinforcement of her character archetype.
And you also have a gorilla in a power suit. I can't say how much that looks awesome.
And Winston is awesome. But there's a lot of really, really great character design in that game. And it has a lot of potential for esports. It has a lot of competitive nature to it. And it's a very well put together production. It's much different. And that's probably the biggest swing they've got on that game, is that it is so much different than everything else Blizzard does. It's nothing like Warcraft. It's nothing. StarCraft.
I was going to say, does it feel like anything like Heroes of the Storm? Because, I mean, I've played Heroes of the Storm, which is their MOBA, and, I mean, I enjoy it. I like it way more than, like, a League of Legends type of game. Do I see it catching on as much as other Blizzard games? Probably not.
Then again, it is Blizzard.
Listen, there's a lot of people that I know that will literally buy a product just because it's Blizzard. Yeah. Even still, I don't think... Like Hearthstone. I was so hardcore into Hearthstone for like the longest time, and I might get back into it, but I think, honestly, like when I think Blizzard, I think of, you know, RPG-esque type of stuff. Because even in an RTS, it's still almost like RPG-esque. It's very fantasy-like. It's very, you know, you're playing that specific role as opposed to, you know, Hearthstone, which is pretty much just like a magic type of game, which I just don't want to go down the path of like spending money on a card game again. Like I don't want to do that. I understand that you can do your dailies and you could do a lot of stuff, but, you know... Those are the type of games where it's like, if you're going to play it on the level that's going to make it really enjoyable, and which the level and the level that I think the game is supposed to be played at, you're going to have to dump so much fucking time into it to get to that level and to get that kind of stuff that it's just, it makes it not fun at that point. Because it's the same thing with World of Warcraft and stuff like that. Like, the amount of stuff and the amount of time that you have to put into that game just to reach end of the level, like, end of the game stuff and content, which is by far the best portions of the game, it just takes so fucking long to get there. By the time that you do, you're just kind of like, it's whatever.
Well, that's
now.
Why now you can buy the game and immediately go to level 70 for that reason.
Which, that's bullshit. Like, I mean, the whole point of playing a game is, like, progression. Like, if you're just going to get into
like
the game and then
just
go right
get
to...
sick of it. You said people get sick of playing, so, you know, you give them the option to go right to the fun stuff.
Right, but the progression should be part of the gaming experience.
But remember, they've already reeled in the addicts. Now they need to get the casual gamers there.
Yeah. I'm actually very genuinely surprised that World of Warcraft still charges a monthly subscription fee. That's pretty ballsy in a world where like no other game does that.
Yeah, well, they still get the
money. There's a lot
that,
of games
know?
That do monthly subscriptions.
Yeah. Final Fantasy 14 does. I actually, believe it or not, I turned on my PS4 to update Final Fantasy 14 because I got a 60-day card. It updated 200 meg and then PSN went down.
I watched the Overwatch trailer, and the only thing I could think of was this was like the action version, like the super action version of Big Hero 6.
I want to see that movie so bad.
It has very much a style.
Yeah, it makes me kind of want to go watch Big Hero 6 again.
You want to know what else has style?
But wasn't it a pretty good trailer, though?
And even with it muted, it was just fun to watch.
Hey, Pappy, you know what else it has a lot of style? Yeah. Guess what has a lot of style?
Your mom.
IDARB.
IDARB.
And we have another set of digits to give away.
Hey, we have to get them out there now.
I can't give away two of the sets. We're and almost be like tough shit.
Yeah, we're almost done.
So
it would actually be hilarious if you did that.
Yeah, it would.
Tune in next week for the final three.
Oh my god, that'd be such bullshit.
Email us for more. Next digits are DQWPD. So that's Dragon Quest Will Pound Dicks.
You've been thinking on that one.
Yeah, that's not too hard a one. TKF3H, To Kill Fish 3 hours.
Sounds about right.
Then we'll save that last one for a little bit later. It's worth it though.
Oh, and one other game I didn't know about.
Witcher 3?
Battlefront.
What's that?
It's Star Wars game where you get to play as people and shoot each other. Okay. I mean, Battlefront.
Do I know it's better? Witcher 3. Like, my soul hurts that game got delayed.
I think it'll be all right.
I went into GameStop and they have like their little advertising display topper for it, which is just a cardboard base that has February 24th, whatever the date was. The game was supposed to come out. No, they just had the base that had the date on it and then the collector's edition statue sitting on top of it. And I'm just staring at it like that. I can't have you until May. I want you so bad. And the date is wrong. And it just rubs it in and makes me sad. Speaking of collector's editions that can be incredibly pricey, did you hear about Halo 5?
I did not.
Halo 5 will have 3 editions.
So they're going to be Call of Duty.
Well, Halo's kind of been doing that.
Okay.
Halo's always had. I have the Master Chief helmet from the Halo.
Oh, I do remember that.
Halo Reach had
the cat-sized one?
Yeah, the cat helmet.
Yeah, the cat-sized helmet. Yeah.
Halo 4
once a year, I let myself buy one special edition. So, unlike Joe, who buys one special edition once a week.
Yeah, nothing's been out for a while. No, I have significantly cut back because we can't afford it. But Halo is... I want to know more about it just because they told the tiers. They didn't say what's included or give any kind of pictures, but Halo 5 will have the $60 edition, which is the game. Then they will have a $100 edition, which will have added digital content, some other stuff, and a steelbook. Cool. And then a $250 edition.
What the fuck?
So if they want to impress us, they need to match the last $250 special edition that came out.
Titanfall?
Yes, Titanfall. And even now, I can look at that gigantic fucking statue and be like, yeah, that was worth the $250.
Yeah, I was at Best Buy a week and a half ago. That was for sale for $160. It was just sitting on the floor.
Should have grabbed it. That's actually badass.
There's one at the GameStop in Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah, I think they probably still made too many.
Why would I buy it? That's my mentality. I have nowhere to put it, so it would just go into my garage.
Yeah.
Why would I put it
in the middle of your floor?
Yes, because I don't trip over enough shit.
No, you don't.
Am I the only person that All right, let's say I'm a huge Halo fan. Okay.
Okay.
Let's say I'm a huge Halo fan.
Let's say that.
Hypothetically.
I swear I'm the only person that wants a poster, like a limited edition poster.
Okay.
Like, I honestly think, like, as far as collector's edition stuff, like my ideal collector's edition item. Like obviously, like it would be like that $100 tier where you get a bunch of extra digital content, a steelbook, and then like some sort of nice artwork that I'd be able to put up.
Like, I'm with
like
you on
art,
that. Though.
I feel like artwork is kind of like slightly going by the wayside.
A poster of Cortana.
Well, they've been doing posters.
You say
more...
that, and I'm looking at my fan art. I'm looking at my fan art of Cortana hanging on the wall next to me, and I'm like, yeah,
with
I would take another
one of those.
All the
white stains on it, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, the thing that see, Cortana is more of a character than Master Chief is. He is a really blank slate of a character. He's really more of a shell of a character that you're sort of supposed to put yourself into. You know, you're supposed to project. Yeah. But ultimately, Cortana, sexy or not, is way more interesting of a character than John, whatever his
name. Oh, yeah. And that's why Halo 4 did a good job of making the story about fixing Cortana.
But anyway... anyway,
thanks for agreeing.
It doesn't. I mean,
the only
like,
one
no.
Who
I
apparently beat the story.
You have to understand. I got the Master Chief Collection because I never beat a Halo other than Reach.
Well, yeah, no, I've beat every Halo game that was an FPS. I own every Halo FPS.
But yeah, I feel like I'm the only person that's just like really, really pumped up about like, you know, like. Look at that poster that I have up on the wall of Oswald, right? Uh-huh. Like a piece, like some sort of really nice stylized, something that I could frame.
Guild Wars
quality.
2 did something like that. The biggest problem is to package stuff like that, you either need a really, really long box to roll a poster, or you got to fold it. And nobody wants folded posters.
Yeah, nobody wants a folded poster.
Yeah, but even why can't you just
going
do
back
something
and,
like? Go ahead.
You mentioned folded posters. Going back, my mother owned the first Star Wars soundtrack on vinyl, and when I looked into it, it actually had the original poster, but it had been folded into the container for 27 years. So it's completely, you cannot restore it.
All those corners are just worn to the point that there's nothing there.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the worst
So
thing.
I have a poster that if, you know, if had anyone known, this poster could have been worth hundreds of dollars. But it's just been folded for decades.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking...
I'm with you. I would actually like art.
But yeah, I'm just.
It doesn't have to be a full size. Yeah, poster.
Right. I mean, even just something along
the
lines
of
like. Every
time I start to go into this, Pappy says something. You can still get posters. That's
well,
what GameStop has been doing. How many games have been coming out that GameStop is giving out posters if you pre-order? They did it with Call of Duty. They did it with Mortal Kombat. And look, they're doing it with Halo.
Right.
Yeah, go up, pre-order it, you get a free poster. You hang it up on your wall.
But remember last week when we talked about how GameStop is shady as fuck?
They are shady as fuck, but you can
get posters. There are a lot of games that got released, and there was a lot of stuff that they did posters for, where I know full well that they had posters and they never gave them out, or there was people that pre-ordered it and they ended up giving them, like, let's say, you know, they gave posters to a bunch of their friends, but there was a bunch of people that pre-ordered it and should have gotten the poster, but they were like, "Oh, we ran out. Sorry." Like,
yeah, we go
then,
back to the
then you go to
spot.
You go to a different GameStop.
I shouldn't have to.
No, you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Then call corporate and be like, "Hey, I went to pre-order a poster. They didn't have any." Or you could be the dick like me, where you go into the store, you place a $5 pre-order, get your poster, and the next time you're there, you cancel your pre-order and keep your poster.
And you're why Chris never gets posters.
Probably. Hey, I put my pre-order in. I had a Call of Duty pre-order that sat at the Lewisburg GameStop. I just canceled it last weekend because I got the level 20 shader for Destiny that you could only get by pre-ordering Advanced Warfare.
Oh, yeah.
So my pre-order sat there for months. I kept my pre-order there. I just never bought the game.
I don't know. I don't know. I think
the option for posters is there. I would rather get a poster as a standalone purchase to ensure it gets shipped in a tube, a pre-order at GameStop, so they're shipped in those giant flat boxes with
all their
4,000 posters in there. But I don't want a poster in a collector's edition because either it'll be a really, really small poster, like in BioShock.
Uh-huh.
BioShock 2, or it'll be folded like nearly every RPG that gets a collector edition with a poster.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I don't know, man. Like, because I've... I guess maybe just like... I don't know where I'm going with this. I think it's just the figures. Like, the figures are just a little too, like, cumbersome.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah. That's why the Eric, smaller ones get art books. Eric, you were saying that you're big on collecting stuff, right?
I am, yes.
Yeah, so now you have to deliberately make room for everything, right?
Yeah, having room is a luxury that I don't really have. Like, you really have no idea how much shit I've got in this, in this office. I had to get these stands for my monitors so that I could make room underneath the monitors for more toys. Currently, I've got the Ghostbusters, the movie Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the Guardians of the Galaxy, two pink Cadillacs, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, five WWE action figures, Power Girl, the Starship Enterprise, and the comedian from Watchmen.
And that's nice. All under the desk?
That's just under my monitor.
See, and that's I'm military and I'm living in a one bedroom. And while I'd love to display stuff, it's room. And how much time do I really want to spend hanging it up if I might have to move again in a year or two?
Right.
You
know, so that's why, yeah, I'm kind of with Chris. I like my collectibles to be something. You know, I've got 100 Gundams sitting in a container because I'm out of places to put them. As much as I like some of these collector's editions, I just have to use my own, like, is it worth buying this? Will I have somewhere to put it? No, then I'm just going to buy the $60 version.
Right.
That's like me, where I look at the collector edition, I'm like, can I afford this? No. Do I have room for the statue? No.
And you get it anyway.
And then you get it anyway.
Yeah.
Dude, that Witcher statue looks so fucking cool.
Oh, dude, some of your statues are cool as hell, but your room looks like a collector's museum. It looks like people should be paying money to come in to look at all of that.
That's what I was about to tell Eric. You need to come up to my place and look at all this shit I have.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I have been
to your place, Joe. Granted, it's been like 7 years.
He got worse.
You need to come to my place and see what I got. Like, the old place in Nescapec wasn't shit.
We're thinking of holding an intervention this summer.
You know what? You know what I had that I Let collected me pre-order with my it. Money from a contract. You fuck. I have one collection that I'm really proud of. I have all of the Dino Riders.
Oh my god!
Holy shit!
Yeah, and they cost me definitely four digits.
Wow!
Wow! That's like,
and I don't mean the low four digits either.
That's like I keep thinking I used to have all of the Micro Machine Star Wars and Star Trek, like all of them.
Oh damn!
And they disappeared when I joined the military. I came home, and unfortunately, I set everything aside, but I didn't leave any clear instructions, so a lot of my stuff got sold to collector stores and pawn shops and stuff. So, and I've thought about it, but every time I go on to eBay to look at getting the collection back, I'm like, nope, I'll just
keep
the memories.
You quickly change your mind.
I'll keep the fond memories, and there's no fucking way I'm buying those back again.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So we got one more set of digits for the final code, and that is Y4QTZ. So if you listen to the show and dealt with our bullshit for the past hour and a half, you could get one of two codes for hashtag IDARB.
And be amazed that this is one of the shortest shows ever.
It's not, though.
No, we had a 40-minute show the 1 week.
We did.
Back in the day. 40 minutes. Can you believe that? I don't know what we would do if we only did a 40-minute show now. Our intros take longer than 40 minutes.
I know, right? How about some emails? We got emails?
We do have emails because of our contest that we are holding.
Ooh.
If you did not listen to last week's contest, what we're doing is we are taking submissions emailed to us at thesmlpodcast@gmail.com. And you are supposed to give us your synopsis of a movie for a video game that doesn't actually have a story, like how Tetris is getting a movie adaptation. Send it to us on episode 105, so you have a month and a half. We will pick our favorite one, and you'll get a prize package featuring a download of Tales from the Borderlands. Pappy has his PlayStation Experience swag bundle that he may have shit on.
I also put a portal turret and Call of Duty Black Ops 2 for Xbox 360 in there.
I thought you were saving that for the worst.
One, because, well, okay, yeah. Black Ops 2 might go to the shittiest one, but someone's getting it.
Someone's getting it.
Lord knows I have a bunch of swag I could toss in there. Gonna try talking to some musicians, see if they'll donate anything to chip in. Needless to say, you're gonna get a pretty kick-ass prize package, and we haven't given away a prize package in a while.
It's been a long time.
So this shit's been building up.
Didn't the last time you gave away a prize package, I got runner-up?
I think you did.
I think so.
Yeah.
Or maybe the one before that.
Yeah, the one before that, because the Mastodon was the last one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Sounds
about
right.
The first one was naming the show, and then you had to draw Sexual Mastodon Lingerie.
That's right. Yeah.
But anyway, we do have an entry here from Clayton Maurer. Anyone know who that is?
Not a clue.
Whoever you are.
This is a good sign.
I know. It means someone we don't know listen to our show.
Apparently.
Which is kind of cool. So thanks, Clayton. Shout out to you. In a world covered by soul-crushing cubes of perfectly stacked candy, only one woman can save the human race and free up enough space for mankind to rise above. Nicole, the Candy Crusher. With her finger of alignment, she deftly matches the countless columns of candy, causing them to wink out of existence in a chain reaction once enough like colored sweets touch each other. In order to save the rest of humanity and to avenge the death of her husband and baby who were taken from her by the crushing weight of mixed pattern of blues, reds, and oranges, she clears the earth and sends the sweet delights back to their antimatter dimension. That's how you start a contest.
Yep.
That's a good start.
So this makes me think that we need a movie out of E.T. the Atari game.
Well, if you would like to send your synopsis.
You could. I mean, can we... Is that like breaking the fourth wall?
No, if it's the just whole, on like, the game.
It was a movie, and then no it was a plot. Game, and then the game, the movie.
It's like Street Fighter, the movie, the game.
I'm not talking to that. It's not a funny joke bringing it back to they should make an E.T. movie. I understand E.T. the movie exists. My point is they should make a movie out of the E.T. video game. Do you understand? Yeah. And not the angry video game nerd movie. I mean, they need to take those pixels and the head going up and down. There needs to be a film about that.
Well, write a synopsis. Explain and send to it to plot. Us.
Yeah. Write a synopsis. Send it into the smlpodcast@gmail.com.
And you can possibly win a prize package of things.
Stuff and things,
but
actually.
That was a pretty fucking solid first entry. So you folks are going to have to work hard to get our special prize package. And if you want any kind of information on how good our prize packages are, all you got to do is hit up Chris Taylor, who has listened to our show since the beginning.
He got some mad prizes.
He did. Don't forget, what was it, Randall? He got the Gamescom in the past.
Yeah.
GameStop gift cards. Chris got the gift card as well as like a dozen different game CDs.
Yeah.
Including a stupidly rare green-covered Time and Space from 1UP Studios,
mm-hmm.
which those have been out of print since MAGFest 1.
Yeah, you talk about that. I actually have Square Dance, the original Square Dance. I might be one.
Oh,
to give,
so do I.
Yeah. But I might be one to give mine away someday.
You never know. And then we do have another email from Randall.
It's not from Zach.
Speak of the devil. Randall says, hope y'all had a happy holiday and have a great New Year's. DMC DLC sounds like something she does with her tongue. See you at MAGFest. Randall, contest entry coming later when I have half a brain to work on it. So there you go. There's going to be competition. I know we're not the most popular podcast in the world, so our contests don't get many entries, but we've had a lot of good entries.
We have.
And we don't fuck around with our prizes.
No.
Like, you're not going to get a box of poo as a prize. What the fuck are you doing being so loud over there?
Yeah, you're going to get Joe's package.
I opened my turret.
Jesus. You're so loud.
That's all you get. At least once per episode, I have to do something unnecessary.
Pretty much.
Like exist.
So I gotta really, I'm looking at the turret. It's actually really, really, really cool. And there's one like it in the box, in the gift pack, and they've got 10 of them that are known, and then 3 super special rare ones. So for all I know, I might be giving away one of the rare turrets. And they're actually pretty damn cool.
You never know.
Yeah, you're going to get good shit.
It's true.
Lord knows that my mountains of stuff at home can easily fill a box.
Yeah. Yeah, I can.
And I have a lot of expendable stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. yeah.
So, Chris, what are you playing?
Oh, man. What am I playing? I played Goat Simulator, but I already talked about that.
Happy, what are you playing?
Yeah, more of the same, man.
I'm going to get back into some more jazz punk and see what I missed on the second time through. And I was doing a lot of online gaming, which I plan on doing again because I get out of work around noon tomorrow and don't work again until Monday.
Well, then hit me the fuck up so we can play something.
Yeah, and I apparently needed to beat Dragon Age 2 this weekend because people were getting torn over the ending. So I need to get my opinion on it.
Nice. Eric, what have you been playing?
Well, I don't play a lot of stuff, you know, being busy with making it more so than playing it. But I tend to spend some time in both League of Legends and Smite. Probably more Smite than League of Legends these days. But
How is Smite?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's a lot of fun. It's I think it's all the best elements of a MOBA popped into a game where... See, one of the things about a lot of MOBAs is I'm not a fan of the whole click to move. It feels very disjointed, like you're radioing in your directions to your character.
Yeah, I don't like
that either.
It doesn't
feel like you're controlling your character. Yeah. So with Smite, it's a third person, you know, over the shoulder, and you actually, you know, flat out control your character. You aim with the mouse and, you know, move around with WASD so that everything becomes a skill shot and you can apply the skill of dodging and juking and jiving and probably wailing, I guess is what's going on.
Interesting.
But yeah, it's a lot of fun, and all the characters are gods from mythological human history. So, you know, if you've heard, there's a lot of characters I'm sure you've heard of, you know, like Ra, the sun god, for example. Yeah, it's just, I think, aside from some, it's not perfect, but aside from some small flaws, it's a pretty solid game.
Interesting. Yeah, I got to give it a shot because I've seen it a couple times before and I was like, I should probably like see what this is about. I just never got to it. I mean, to be completely honest, I really have not been doing much stuff on PC. I've just been playing stuff on the Xbox and sticking with that.
We brought him to the dark side.
Oh, Chris, you'd be proud of me. My Witch Doctor is now level 70.
My Demon Hunter is doing Torment 3.
So I now have 3 characters at level 70.
Okay.
I got 1.5.
3.
I played some Diablo, but you know what? It's very...
Well, if you get an Xbox One in Diablo 3, you have a...
I have Diablo 3 on PC. I don't need it for Xbox One.
You'd be surprised.
Listen, go back, listen to some more of our episodes. Trust me, I've played so much of the PC version, it would make your head spin, and I still enjoy it on console, and I actually think I enjoy it on console more.
While that may be accurate and fantastically true, I'm still not willing to shell out money for... There's only, like... 2 games on the Xbox One that I'm willing to play, or want to play, I should say, but it's not worth schlocking down hundreds of dollars just for 2 games, you know?
I'm with you. That's exactly why I don't have a PS4.
Yeah. I'm really dying to play the new Killer Instinct. I'd love
it's
to play Killer Instinct.
Amazing.
Yeah, what? I watch streams of it all the time. I watch Maximilian do stream it all the time. But
it's amazing.
I just do not feel like forking out $5.
Shorking out you what? You kind of dropped out there.
Just, you know, 1 free-to-play game.
I was going to say, you know, or you could fork out like $350
until
like,
this weekend.
Yeah.
Because they've been on sale for $350.
Well, there's a rumor that it's actually coming to PC this year, so we'll see.
Killer Instinct?
Yeah.
I can't see that, actually.
Oh, we'll see.
It's Microsoft, so it's not impossible, obviously.
It's not impossible. I don't know.
Microsoft themselves have been pretty focused on keeping a lot of their Xbox One exclusives on the Xbox One.
Yeah.
Like who was it? Crytek put Rise over on the PC, and Capcom put Dead Rising 3 over on the PC. But Microsoft's been pretty steadfast about keeping their stuff. But we'll see. They have their Microsoft Windows 10 event coming up in January. And there's apparently going to be a lot of Xbox talk there as well. So who knows? We might see that unified PC Xbox gaming happen between Windows 10 and Xbox One eventually.
That could definitely be interesting.
All I know is Phil Spencer has been saying that 2015 is going to be a year to remember for Xbox. We'll see if it happens. He's been pretty baller so far.
On New Year's Eve 2015, all Xboxes worldwide will burst into flames simultaneously.
I remember this.
Yeah, right. Do all acquainted. Get the fucking fire extinguisher!
Just trying to remind us of the 360s, that's all.
Or the PS4s. Need a reminder.
They want to show up. They want to one up the PS4s. It's like, oh yeah, yours PS4. Are going to just overheat and shut off. Oh, bitch,
ours at least is going to be a show.
We're blowing up the country.
Yeah. You think you? Oh yeah, you can make a sandwich on yours, motherfucker. We can toast marshmallows.
There you go, Joe. What are you playing?
De Burbler. I've been playing some of that a bit. Halo 5 beta is fucking baller, and I'm having a blast with it. Nah. Funny enough, last night I did a factory reset on my Xbox One.
Why is that?
I had to do mine 3 weeks ago.
Why'd you have to do yours?
Because I got the blue screen of death. So I had to go out and buy a USB stick, download the stuff, put it in the back, and do the reset.
What the fuck did you do yours?
Nothing whatsoever. I read online it was actually a common issue earlier in the year. They're calling it the blue screen of death because you get the green screen of death because you just get the Xbox One logo, and it stays there.
Huh.
It refuses to boot up. So you have to manually reset. You lose no data, but it was a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I haven't heard. I like how you had to go out to buy a USB stick, though.
Yeah, I don't own a USB stick.
You're the only person in the world who doesn't own a USB stick, apparently. Like, I could go home, accidentally, open one single cabinet, and there's 14 in there. It's like, I was just looking for a cup.
I buy what I need. I guess I didn't need a 64 gig USB stick.
I don't think you needed a 64 for that. You probably needed an 8.
You needed at least, I think, 2 gig. Wow. I have to go back to the website.
You could have probably got that in 1995.
No, I got mine for $10 because it happened to be Black Friday weekend.
Well, there you go.
I was going to say, you could probably go to Rite Aid and get one for like $5.
You could probably go to Kmart and like look at the quarter machines out front. It's like gumballs, sticky hands, USB sticks.
Yeah.
You probably go to Goodwill and they'll pay you $5.
You could probably find some guy in the street and he'll be like, spare change. And I'm like, no. Like
I'm saving up for a USB stick. And he's like, bitch, please.
He's like, here, have mine.
And there's like four of them at you. It's eventually going to be like when you go to fairs or something and they have those bags of sands and you pan sort through them, you're just going to find USB sticks in there. Yeah.
No, you're going to pan through USB sticks. it's not going to be sand. It's just going to be filled with USB sticks. You're like, find the other stuff.
So the downside is that Xbox Ones do have an issue. The upside is that it's a known issue and you can actually go to Microsoft's website and download the fix and use that. So at least they're aware of it.
It's funny that I haven't heard of that issue at all. But
I never did either.
Shit happens with consoles. It's out there. No console is going to be perfect, but it's definitely not nearly as widespread as PS4's overheating.
Truth.
The issue I had is that on one of the preview updates, it kind of screwed up my instant on mode. Where if I would ever turn the system off using instant on, when I turned it back on, nothing was responsive. I had to do a hard shutdown. And I've been dealing it with a couple months because whatever, I'll just power it off completely instead of using instant on mode. But I was like, you know what? Maybe a factory restore will take care of this. And it did. No problem. Instant on works just fine. And because I had an external hard drive, everything was saved to my external. And the only thing I had to re-download were a handful of apps.
I still need to get a hard drive for mine, actually.
Yeah, here's it's called the Green Screen of Death. You download a 1.2 gig flash file.
Yeah, that's just
and then you hold down the bind and eject disks. Yeah. Yeah, you hold down bind and eject for 10 seconds, and then it installs itself, and everything's fine.
Yeah, that sounds like some kind of glitch happened while you were doing a firmware update or something.
Yeah, well, I don't... It actually did happen right after an update, so...
So that's probably what it was.
Yeah, it probably what happened.
Yeah. But hey, again, the fix is online, so if you do get a green screen, at you guys or anyone listening, just don't freak the hell out. Just go online, get your shit together, and try that first.
Go online, get your shit together, and shut up.
Get your shit together, shut the fuck up. You shut your whore mouth.
Well,
so, music...
music.
Hey, Eric, do you have any new music that you've worked on lately?
Nope, I don't do anything that isn't a video game soundtrack anymore.
Do you have any video game soundtracks you would like played on the show?
Jesus, I don't know this. The game that we got now, I actually have Jake is doing the soundtrack for it.
Nice.
Less work for me. I don't know. I don't have anything recent.
I have a game. I have a game that you could pick. I have a game that you could pick songs from.
What?
It's not going to be McDonald's. Treasure
Land.
Well,
you surprised me.
I was going to say it just to be an asshole, but no. Since Jordan's been playing Fantasy Life, and I've been hearing some of the music in the background, a lot of it's actually like kind of catchy. So why don't you find some from that?
I'll see if I can find the soundtrack for it. I don't know if I can or not, but I'll take a look.
Yeah.
If not, I don't know. I'll figure something out.
If not, just have a bunch of KK Slider remixes.
Why the jump to Animal Crossing?
Fantasy Life's kind of Animal Crossing-esque. It's like that crossed with an RPG.
Ooh, did you hear that? Listen. Did you hear that?
No.
There it was again. Oh, my God. Do you know what that means? I'm editing music in, by the way. You'll hear it.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what you're talking.
Play along. Play. Oh, did you hear that?
No.
You're a son of a bitch. Well, guess what? Guess what? Guess what?
Nope.
Pappy, guess what?
Chicken butt.
It's time to funk out.
That
was like the end right there.
Oh my God.
I'm playing that on the fucking show, by the way.
Oh my God.
Do you want me to end this? Are you editing this?
Just, I'll play the song now. Just hit stop. I give up. I tried.
Crazy cracker gets around, waltzing in here to Potato Town, cruising in with a smile on my face, busting out the rhymes for all the human race. You know I'm more potent than a whole can of mace. I know you want the steps, so come up to my place. Get up and get crazy. Get off your ass now, don't be lazy. Dance until your vision's hazy, while bouncing to the beat that is amazing. Now get up and groove to the crazy beat. Potato brings the shiz to be all hella neat. The crazy stuff that makes you wanna move your feet. And he's down with the crackers, cause we're effing leak.
Go man, no side, this is Shale Riley. And I roll with the B-O-T-A-T-O-E. And by roll, I don't mean downhill. Second rate MC, filling for him when he's ill. Good afternoon, Mr. DJ Potato. I will rap for you on when you give it the say-so. Like right now would be good. Cause your cam's over here, he's trying to touch my. Would you believe him on this album? I'm just mouthing words that come out like salve. That's a hyphenate, meaning rub salve on one's chest. With my English degree, you can tell him the
you
best.
You see, I'm more than a sycophant. Yeah. Truly recalcitrant, uh-huh. Overpowered remixing, oh. Voter Republican.
What?
That's not in the rhyme that I wrote. This diebold machine must have changed my vote.
Dance now.
raps are sung. So put your hands together and just have some fun. Scream it out loud from the tip of your tongue. Ridiculous irrelevantness, a plot of hippopotamus. These words are quite synonymous with modern day economists. I once worked as a columnist who wrote about a sodomist who lived inside a novelist, cause roommate was a novelist. Sometimes words go and fill the page, and if they make sense, hey, it's all the same. Higher levels of functioning, my brain abstains. What? You think that I'm getting paid? No way, no way, no, no, no. I'm not living in the past, I'm living in the now. I wipe that sweat right off my brow. Screw that stuff, I can't even get down.
1 + 2 + 3 + 4. I wake up to a phone beat knocking at my door. It says, sir, I have a telegram from DJ Potato. I fall down on my knees and scream,
why didn't you say so?
It reiterates the fact that it just said so. So now I have a funky obligation to fill, yo. It starts with the mind and ends with the rhyme. But if I sit and think some more, I'll soon be out of time. Now I sit down steady in my office chair. One hand jotting down rhymes, the other's pulling my hair. I then realize that everything I write is not right. But that don't matter if I make a steady flow and sound tight, regardless of the nature of my natural sound. I'm sure I'll find more talent in the lost and found. So kids, just remember what this game is all about. And excuse me as I get on my feet to funk out.
We're